Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Foreigner bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Steve Martin, ProfitPro.us. That's his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. We're talking about 5 generations of growth, how you grow your business in the 5 different ways, the 5 different levels and generations, he calls them. We talked about the work, this something. Then you got to learn how to manage efficiently. Then you got to buy. You got to invest in your business to make sure that you're moving in the right direction with the right assets, and whether it be human assets or physical assets, mechanical and technology. And we got a 5th one here now, right, Steve?
Yes, and that's what I call the thinking generation. And that's where you really have to make sure you tap into the intellectual capital of your entire organization. Because as well as you've done to get to where you are, the world is different now. Your organization is different. And you have to figure out how you can optimize what you're doing relative to point in time. I find that some of the best ideas for doing that are actually hidden within the brains of all the people in your business.
Right. Don't you think that's one of the greatest losses, the greatest missed opportunities in the marketplace is not getting the brain power out of the people you've hired?
Oh, that's I'm convinced with my clients, and we come up with millions of dollars in opportunities to improve the business.
Mm-hmm.
The data speaks, it yells that you're not listening to me, we don't have time, whatever the cause is, and the net result is you miss out on opportunity. And I get it, because let's face it, all of us as managers, leaders, executives, people within a business are paid to do the same thing over and over in a reproducible manner with high quality every day, and that does not leave a lot of room for innovation.
Another thing I think that happens, Steve, is that we don't, a lot, especially small businesses, we don't reveal enough of our business and our thinking to our people. For some reason, we have in our mind that that's, you know, we don't want them to know all that, and they can't really contribute if they don't know more than we're letting them know. And the other thing is that we have our ideas about how things are supposed to go, and if we ask somebody for their opinion, they give us a different one. We're not going to like it. You know, we got to get out of our own way. I mean, if you're seeking excellence, if you can't seek excellence, if everything you do is reporting in what journalists call reporting inside your head, if all you're doing is reporting inside your head, you can't seek excellence that way. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. Yeah, we get caught up in ourselves and the day-to-day, and change is uncomfortable. And innovating and moving to the next level means you have to change. So there's a bias against looking at what's new. Unless you set up an organization and a system and a process which capital to be tapped and actually honored, you're missing out on one of the best resources you actually have in your business.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is where I just can't overestimate the importance of the old-fashioned MBWA, management by walking around. Get out in the middle of go out into your operation and talk to people, and you can test the waters on an idea without revealing everything, can't you?
Yes, you can, absolutely. Just ask somebody, well, what's going on? How can I help you? And give you the opportunity to actually assist them in doing their job in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the simplest ways of tapping into your organization. Now, the challenge is, Jim, you've got to be an honest person to do that.
Right.
I mean, people have to trust you. They have to like you. They have to trust you, so that they'll actually tell you what's important to them. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to walk the walk. You've got to prove that you are, in fact, trustworthy and someone who will help them.
Well, you know, like if you're thinking about changing the route of your deliveries, and you walk back there to your delivery guy, the manager, and you say, you know, what do you think about this idea? Well, you know, that's a one-way street after next month, right? Oh, I didn't know that. So that won't work, right? Yeah. You were about to, you know, he knew something you didn't know. Hey, Steve, I need your website one more time, please.
ProfitPro.us.
Good job, Steve. And we got your 20th anniversary coming up soon. We're going to celebrate.
Jim, yeah, that's something worth celebrating.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Come back soon. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you, the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.